Welcome back to the Charleston Gas Lanterns Prep Sports Report, presented by Alpha Insurance. Here are your hosts, Coach Rick Cleveland and Coach Mark Lassiter.
You know, if you're riding around today, go by Pop's Marketplace. They got all kind of goodies over there, right across the street from Ruth Chris. You want to go over there, great place, great people. They'll treat you just like family. Mark?
You know, this week we had a tournament out at Bayside Academy Girls High School Basketball Tournament. There were four teams. It was Faith Academy, Bayside, Baldwin County High School, and McIntosh. And I wanted to give a shout-out to this young lady from number four from Faith Academy, Kellyanne Hunter. Just one of the best players I've seen play in quite a while. I mean, she was very composed at all times. She was not overly tall, but man, she was quick. She plays tenacious defense, did a great job with that, and I wanted to give her a shout out, as well as our basketball coach, Coach Brittany Davidson, for just a fantastic tournament that she ran, and appreciate all the teams that came out and played. It was a lot of fun to watch those girls play and compete for the last 3 days.
I'm a big fan of women's basketball and softball. It gets my attention.
It
I like watching.
Yes, a lot of fun.
One of the traditions here on the Charleston Gas Lanterns Prep Sports Report for many years, as we do the annual New Year's Day show, is we remember those that we've lost in our profession in the last year, and we want to continue that this morning. And as we go through these, Mark, if you have a comment, feel free to make them, but I'm going to go through them pretty quick. We've got a pretty extensive list of people we've lost this year. And please remember their families in your prayers if you are so inclined to do so. A guy that we thought the world of, Robert Herring. We lost Coach Herring, former Oxford High School football coach. We lost him in March of this year. In September, we lost old Ron Cheatham. Ron was the head football coach at Winona High School. 65 years old, much too young to just a sad one. One of Phil Lazenby's dear friends, Carol Cox, head football coach at Jess Lanier. We lost Coach Cox. He was inducted into the Hall of Fame in 2021, 70 years old. We thought the world of Coach Carol Cox. And then Rodney Scott, the Leah Montgomery girls basketball coach, died. We certainly remember him. In January, we lost Derek Johnson, Huffman High School wrestling and football coach.
Yes.
Then we also lost Coach Wayne Trawick. Boy, lots and lots of great memories with Wayne Trawick, central of Phoenix City. Wonderful, wonderful friend to many of us in high school coaching and one of the fiercest competitors I've ever been around. Also inducted into the Hall of Fame in the last couple of years. Lusher Lane, Montgomery Public Schools, coached at Capitol Heights Middle School. Dwayne Berry, Leah Montgomery, assistant football coach. DeCarlos Perkins, Park Crossing assistant coach. We lost those gentlemen in January. In February, we lost a legend down at Foley High School. We lost Coach Ivan Jones, also a Hall of Fame member. Lived a wonderful, wonderful life, 94 years old, Mark, and he was a mentor to both you and I, a guy who we thought the world of here. Christopher Harrell, Southside Selma High School basketball coach, was tragically murdered by two suspects in a robbery attempt outside of a restaurant. Chris went to pick up dinner for his family, and he was accosted by several men and was shot and killed. Such a sad story. In March of 2021, we lost Mary Birdwell. Yep, from Hoover High School, 89 years old, also a member of the Hall of Fame. Then in April, we lost Coach Shorty White from Banks High School. Boy, I'm one of the luckiest guys in the world to have had the opportunity to coach at Banks High School. It's almost like they're skeletons that just build you up when you walk into that locker room, and Shorty White is the reason. Then we lost Glenn Daniel, a legend down in South Alabama in the Wiregrass at Laverne High School, 95 years old, one just amazing man. Jim McCain, Cottonwood High School. Jim actually was finished his career over in Mississippi after he retired in Alabama. He led Cottonwood to a perfect season, 15-0 in 1986, and he led the baseball team to 56 straight wins there. In June of 21, we lost our buddy Joe Evans, who was worked for the Alabama High School Athletic Association. He retired as the associate executive director, but we knew him as the head basketball coach at Southside in Selma, also an assistant to Coach Gene Bartow at UAB. And, boy, you talking about a guy that could recruit. If he went into a young man's house, the first person he got to fix him dinner was the mama of those players. That's right. And they pretty much ended up at UAB. We sure do miss Joe Evans. In July, we lost Jerry Brown, Valley Head High School head football coach. In August, Kasson Demetrius Bullard, Escambia County assistant coach. We lost Robert R.L. Watson, Baldwin County football coach. It was 74 years old. Then in September of 2021, Chance Bird, a Lincoln High School assistant coach, only 25 years old, Mark. Mm-hmm. Such a sad loss there. And Mike Luke Farr, Opelika High School. I tell you, he graduated from Opelika High School. He was also the Hanley High School public address announcer. Correct. Mike died in a car wreck, correct, 27 years old. And then Trez Lane, Alexandria High School wrestling coach. We lost him in September as well. And then in November, we lost Larry Sinyard from Lauderdale County, also a member of the Hall of Fame. Just a wonderful, wonderful man who, boy, if you ever heard him speak, you would remember him. He was something special. Of course, here in Mobile, we lost Hank Aaron, an amazing man, 86 years old. He's in the Baseball Hall of Fame. We also lost Don Sutton from Clio High School, in the Baseball Hall of Fame. He also attended some school in Pensacola as well. In February, we lost Josh Evans. Played for Bill Clark at UAB, an NFL standout, played at Lynette High School for Coach Story, if I'm not mistaken. Then we lost Rowdy Harrell, a University of Alabama native, a former University of Alabama athlete, native of Moundville, Alabama. He died in a car crash with his wife. They were on their honeymoon, Mark. Yep. He and his wife had just gotten married, and it's a sad story. Anthony Thompson, 1986, Selma High School football and baseball standout. I can remember when Anthony Thompson was drafted in the Major League Baseball draft in 1987. We lost him this year, too. And then, of course, in August, we lost one of the great men in college football, Bobby Bowden, former Woodlawn High School standout and longtime Florida State football coach. Here locally, I can remember talking to a lot of Murphy people that said Keith McCants was probably the best football player that ever wore a jersey for Murphy High School, and there's been a lot of them, I can promise you that. Keith McCants passed away in August, 53 years old. Of course, had a great NFL career with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers and was a tremendous football player for the University of Alabama. And then Dimitri McKee, Robert E. Lee High School, died after practice 1 week before the season. Leighton Ellison from Alexandria High School died of an accidental electrocution while working on a down power line. That's a 220 graduate right there from Alexandria. And then Will Fowler, who's a band member, 17 years old, first student in Alabama to die from what we went through with COVID. Then we lost Jimmy Fuller. Boy, a lot of great memories with Jim Fuller. He was one of us, Mark. He's an offensive line guy, played at Alabama for Coach Bryant, was an assistant coach there and coached the offensive line at Alabama. And, boy, you and I could probably tell a lot of stories about being on the board with Jimmy Fuller.
Yes, sir.
He was an athletic director and head football coach at Jacksonville State. What a sweet, sweet man, but an intense competitor. Isaiah Campbell from Lexington High School, a sophomore tennis player, was killed in an automobile accident. In October, we lost Miles Butler from Homewood, former basketball player on the 2016 state championship team. He drowned in floodwaters. He drowned with his girlfriend, mm-hmm, right there in Birmingham. Derek Morris was a Houston County school administrator. He died in October as well, and I know the people in Houston County miss Derek. Boy, he was so well-loved by the people. He's a former athlete at Rehoboth, and he coached the Slocum Red Tops, and, boy, he was loved in that community. November, we lost Timothy Croxton, Hill County high school football and basketball player who also died in a car accident. Grant Hill, former University of Alabama offensive line and Huntsville High School standout, 27 years old. Michael Smith, Enterprise High School freshman, great track. Boy, they just great expectations for Michael Smith at Enterprise. He was shot while in a car drive-by shooter in downtown Enterprise. We lost some tremendous sports writers. Bill Lumpkin, Mark, we grew up with him. We all grew up with Bill Lumpkin. I'm sure, James, you remember reading some of his bylines with the Birmingham Post-Herald. And then Charles Hollis, who was probably one of the kindest men I've ever known. And as a sports writer, he was so kind, and he was so respectful of so many of us coaches, and he was such a great person to be interviewed by. And then Cecil Hurt from the Tuscaloosa News. We just lost him recently. I don't think there was anybody that was more loved than Cecil Hurt in Tuscaloosa. Coach Saban sure mentioned him as in many, many occasions as one of the finest that he'd ever been around. Yeah. Just recently, I got a call this morning from Ron Ingram. We lost a tremendous high school basketball official named Bill Galdon. Bill Galdon was a premier basketball official, but really he was a great softball official, and he played fast pitch softball with one of the best teams in the Southeast as a catcher. Mr. Galdon, I can't even tell you how many of the games that I was blessed to coach in that he officiated. Bill Galdon, gone much too young. Hope you'll remember as many of these as you can remember their names, but if you would just remember these that we lost. Just a tragic, tragic time for a lot of families that lost people that were so important in the athletic world when it came to high school sports in the state of Alabama. You're listening to the Charleston Gas Lanterns Prep Sports Report. We wish you the happiest of all New Year's Day right here on January 1, 2022.